This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams.
In those early days of the pandemic, some transitioned into remote work and school without much fuss, while others were stranded with no internet or really slow internet. Particularly on tribal lands, where in 2020, around 18% of people didn't have a home internet connection. The federal government is spending billions of dollars to try to increase access, but the watchdog Government Accountability Office says there needs to be a more coherent strategy on tribal broadband expansion for that money to make an impact. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The digital divide on tribal lands is persistent. Tracy Morris would know. She's been trying to figure out how to narrow it for about 15 years. And she says the problem was pretty much invisible outside of Indian country until suddenly it wasn't.
2020 was a hard year because all of the sudden, all the things you've been working on become life and death.
Schools and workplaces and medical clinics were moving their operations online, and a lot of Native people were just left behind. Morris, who's Chickasaw and heads up the American Indian Policy Institute, says it was a relief to see the rest of the country take note, but it was also maddening.
Really? Y'all could have been working on this before. It's not like this is new. None of this is new.
During the pandemic, the federal government has made billions of dollars available for broadband infrastructure on tribal lands. It's licensed broadband spectrum to some tribal governments and helped their schools and libraries and hospitals pay their internet bills. But there's a missing puzzle piece, says Andrew Von Ah with the Government Accountability Office.
There's really no strategy that's sort of guiding how to leverage these different programs.
Dozens of agencies and programs are all trying to solve the same problem without really coordinating. And he says there's another issue.
There's a number of different barriers that tribes face that really discourage their participation in many of these programs.
To start, the programs require tribal governments to apply online, and those applications, plus the permitting processes that come after, are cumbersome. Tribes need full-time employees or hired consultants to manage them. As a result, Von Ah says,
that funding has typically gone to some of the largest tribes.
Because smaller ones, and those without economic development arms, lack capacity. Matthew Rantanen, who's Cree and works on broadband for the National Congress of American Indians, says these stumbling blocks point to a lack of preparation. He says tribes were asking for these investments over a decade ago, before there was a crisis.
Building out broadband takes time, and to react and then to build something overnight was not an option. So we're still in the process of building out a lot of the things that were discussed at the very beginning of the pandemic.
Like the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program. It set aside $1 billion federal dollars for broadband deployment.
And roughly 300 tribes,
around half of those that were eligible,
applied for $5.84 billion for the total solution.
And nearly a year after the application window closed, the federal government is just now rolling out funding for some of those projects. Tracy Morris with the American Indian Policy Institute says once the feds figure out how to get funding into the hands of tribal governments,
they will start to move the needle. I think they will significantly when it finally happens, when they finally get the money out, when people finally are able to start building.
For now, she says many tribal communities still can't fully participate in our increasingly online world. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.